When you can't go forward, and you can't go backward, and you can't stay where you are without killing off what is deep and vital in yourself, you are on the edge of creation. Sue Monk Kidd.
Margaret Squires has moved to Bloomington three times. The third time was in 1990, and she put down roots. As a psychotherapist, she has plenty of involvement with riveting stories of growth, and she encounters many rich metaphors, but insatiable, she wants to write stories and poems too. She's grateful for the opportunities that the Heart Rock Poetry Series has given her to bounce her poems off real listeners. Margaret, you have real listeners today. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. To kill or create, read your creations.
Graduation. My daughter hates to pack things in boxes. She's afraid once they are boxed, the garments and photos, feathers and crockery will never be seen again. Looking at the boxes stacked in our basement for most of her life, I cannot say her fear is unfounded. She's also afraid things crammed into boxes are more likely to get broken, not less. Today, as we are packing everything out of her dorm room, I tell her, that depends on how you pack the boxes. Perhaps I haven't taught her well enough, haven't said, heavy things on the bottom, try wrapping that up in this. Fill it full enough so that nothing rattles, don't fill it too full. Perhaps I won't give her that lesson, perhaps life will. Yesterday, at my request, she put on cap and gown, sat while speeches flowed past her ears, walked across the stage, shook the college president's hand as she received her diploma. She even smiled. Today, her expression dubious, she lets me pack a fragile treasure, the delicate dried head of a tiny crocodile, in a box. From the deep romantic chasm, the woman with the wry smile speaks. You hear us wailing for our demon lovers, and you think, what fools! How could they fall in love with demons? Life's not as simple as you think. Hear us. The weeping woman speaks. The nubbins of his horns peeked out from his curls like a fawn's. Of course I knew he was naughty. But what red-blooded maiden ever let that stop her? Besides, the one who say no get turned into waterfalls or bushes. I didn't want to be a bush. No. Rather, I had been a bush too long. His eyes kindled me into womanhood. No, wait. It's gods who play those transformation tricks. Ah, my demon godling. So, it is the waterfall, after all. The wounded woman speaks. I saw his dark curls. I thought the shine in his eyes was love for me. He held my gaze. I saw the tips of his horns. I thought the glow in his eyes was desire for me. He held my body. I saw the full crescent curves of his horns. I knew the blaze in his eyes had nothing to do with me. By then, he held my heart. How could I wrest it free without tearing it to shreds? When, leaving, he dropped it in the dust, I would not pick it up and thereby fetch back my soul, for I think I could not live if he held nothing of mine at all. The woman with the wry smile speaks again. I thought my love would purify him. I thought he thought my love would purify him. It would be nice to think that we were both equally disappointed. Such a fine thing. I think of him as a neighbor. When I go to work, I park my car at the end of the lot next to his garden. Sometimes we exchange remarks about the weather. Sometimes he gives me zucchini. Today we meet in the optometrist's waiting room, and he tells me about his 90th birthday party, how his children, one living on the East Coast, one on the West, got together with the folks at his church to plan it all. So many people there, so many gifts, so many cards. His phrases are simple. He pauses between them, deeply steeped in remembered joy and wonder that words can't match. His cup runneth over, and as I listen, my cup is filled. I feel the whole human race nourished, healed, knit together by such joys shared. Planning that party, his children little dreamed how they would be blessing the woman who parks her car next to his garden. Salam at Max's place. Contrast. Outside, dark rectangular spaces, square street grid, blocky buildings framing cold black sky. Inside, hubbub and warm curves, child's cheek, dancer's hip, smiling mouth, smooth honey amber wood of singing violins.
Margaret Squires is our poet today on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.